Just kidding, Lols.
She is not.
All right, publish.
How dare you?
What are we using them for? Anyway,
we are checking out their new AI author toolkit.
Yes.
It is a really awesome AI tool that is designed specifically to help authors properly position their book in the market.
What does that mean?
That's a great question.
That's why I asked it.
I actually really don't know how to answer it. Add that to the tally. I do think that we could do an entire episode. I don't know how to answer it succinctly. I think that we could probably do an entire episode on positioning your book in the market.
Positioning is a lot like branding,
yeah,
to a degree. Positioning your book in the market means all that metadata that's associated with your book that tells distributors, retailers, libraries where your book should be, what it's about, all the information that's going to make sure it's in the right place to be found by the right people and sold. That's kind of positioning in a lump. This tool, apparently, you can run all your information through this tool. It will tell you some of the best categories to choose on the retail sites, what bisect categories are probably best served by this book. It'll help you write a really good description of your book and a bunch of other really cool stuff, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it'll even give you title suggestions. Mm. I think it'll also provide a list of comp titles, which is really cool.
Yeah, that's very helpful when you're looking at pricing and other stuff.
Yeah, for sure. If you're listening to this and you're like, that sounds suspicious, how is it possible that they're able to do that? Basically, it's they have this proprietary AI tool and you upload your manuscript to it and it'll process your manuscript and give you back a report with all of these suggestions. Obviously, there's suggestions. You don't have to take any of this information if you don't want to. But if you're paying for access to the tool, I would assume that you would be interested in taking these suggestions.
We ran internally a bunch of tests with it. And, you know, we ran Bram Stoker's Dracula through it. We ran a few other files through it. And what it came back with was actually really cool and pretty much on target, better than what we could have thought of.
I don't doubt that. If this also, if it sounds familiar to you, we did mention this in our London Book Fair episode, because this is where we first learned about it. We were talking with, I'm so sorry because I don't remember her name, but we were talking with somebody from Bublish at London Book Fair, and she was telling us all about this tool, and we were like, oh my God, wait, this sounds really cool. This sounds like it's going to be a big game changer. And by all accounts, so far, it is. I do also want to add the caveat, in case you're still concerned about this and listening to this and you're like, again, not sure that that sounds super, super ideal. If you are an author that is concerned about sharing your manuscript with an AI tool because you don't want it to be stored in the system, you don't want it to be used to train, oh my God, large language learning LLMs, models?
Yeah.
No. So yeah. Yes. Okay. Yeah. They do explicitly, Bublish does explicitly state on their website that they do not save the manuscripts that are uploaded to there and they do not use them to train either their own tool or any other AI tools. So that's not something that you'd have to be concerned about. This seems like a really cool tool. We're really excited about it. And I think that if that's something that sounds interesting to you, you should definitely check it out.
Yeah, I agree.